As I have grown older in the Lord, as well as chronologically, I'll be 69 in July of this year, and I first made my profession of Christ in 1973, my senior year in high school. So I got a little bit of water under the bridge and an awful lot of mistakes that I regret and a lot of choices that I wish I could take back. But I do believe that the Lord has given me some wisdom, a little bit of wisdom, and I hope it will be helpful to you in this new series of talks that I want to give, entitled, quote, "I Wish I Had Been Taught," end quote. As I look back over my Christian life, I really do wish that there had been things that I had been taught. It would have made it a lot easier and probably more edifying to my wife and family. And I certainly would have represented Christ much more accurately than I have. I believe with all my heart that I would not have made many of the negative choices that I had made and followed several paths of error to their final outcome of discipline and destruction at times, if I had been taught these things. So I want to share these things with you. I've got a list here of eight. I'm going to give you that list, and then beginning with the next episode in this series, I Wish I Had Been Taught, I want to give you each one and just probably a 3 to 5 minute explanation of what I mean by each one of these. And hopefully it will help you. It will help you to at least consider these things, to apply these things, to perhaps put yourself on a different trajectory of following the way of truth as opposed to the path of error and into the circumstances and disciplines and even ways of destruction that that path of error can lead. You know, there are many good Christians today, genuine, regenerate Christians who are walking in a path of error, and they're personal life looks like it. There's addiction. There's other forms of pain and family pain, relational pain, and even trauma that they're dealing with. And so their relationships are affected. Their ability to understand who they are in the Lord is completely absent. And it's a serious thing. They ultimately find themselves in a serious state at some point. Of course, that's what pastoral care is for. That's what pastoral care is intended to be, is a shepherding and a heralding process so that people can find their way back onto the path of life and get out of the gutter that the devil has seduced them oftentimes into. So let me just begin here. These are eight things that I wish I had been taught. One, to read my Bible contextually. That is to say, not just a verse here and a verse there, a proof text there and a proof text here, but to read it in context, to read it contextually. Number two, I wish I had been taught that salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. It is a monergistic, as the big word, just means solo. It was something that God does. It is something that God has accomplished. It is something, if you will, that God does to us. We don't participate in, let me put it this way. We don't contribute. That's a better word. Because we do participate. We don't contribute to our own salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. It is of Christ's work and finished work on our behalf that saves us. Number three, regeneration is a sovereign work of the Spirit. This is something in John chapter 3 that Nicodemus simply couldn't grasp, that regeneration or being born of the Spirit, he couldn't grasp that, first of all, was necessary. And secondly, that it was a work, a sovereign work of the Spirit, and not something he could evoke or control. Number four, regeneration precedes saving faith. You must be born again before you can have saving faith. Number five, and on that note, faith is a gift of God. It is not our personal human contribution to our salvation. Faith is a gift of God. It is a gift from God. Number six, grace is transformational. I went from thinking grace was something that motivated God to send his son into the world, and that after that, it's pretty much up to me. But grace is a, as the Reformers taught, it is sola gratia. It is grace alone by which we are saved, by which we are sanctified, and by which we will ultimately be glorified. Number seven, the Christian ambition. What is the Christian ambition? The Christian ambition is simply this, to be like Jesus. Number eight, to first be what you expect others to be. In other words, taking the log out of your own eye. You know, oftentimes we see those things in others that bother us the most are because they reflect us. Take the log out of my own eye to be what I want others to be, and then, and only then, call others to be what you are. So those are eight things I'm going to be talking on. The list may expand. I don't know. I hope so. I hope I continue to grow. But I'm really hoping that if we go over these things together and you listen carefully, that they will be a help to you and help you stay out of the ditch, out of the way of error, and find the way of life in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.